Chile was trying an experiment which was path-breaking in the history of humanity. And I'm trying to say this without any sort of Chile-centrism in that sense, because we have a tendency towards that, we Chilenos, to think that we're the center of history. But for a couple of years, we were, in some sense, or the center of history passed through Santiago, because what we were trying to do and to prove is that you could make structural changes in social justice and economic justice and at the same time not only maintain but deepen the democratic forms of government and participation.
That 11th of September of 1973 changed the course of our history. In a week, the Congress was closed. The press was eliminated. We couldn't meet with people. We had a curfew. Unions were banned. The people in the previous government were put in prison. And a terrible killing took place. People were not only put in prisons, the prisons were not enough. They created concentration camps from north to south. The country became a real concentration camp from north to south.
Well, I spent almost 2 years in a concentration camp, and it was really hard. I was one of the first person to come into the National Stadium as a political prisoner on September 12th. And I was there until November of the same year. Then they transferred me to the north in Chacabuco, which is a big concentration camp. And I was there in Chacabuco until Chacabuco ended as a concentration camp a year and a half later. When the coup d'etat happens and people realize that it was a real coup d'etat, because everybody thought, oh, it will be an intervention by the military and then they will give the government back to the civilians. That's what most of the people thought at the time. And we, as a group, we said, no, this is not a regular coup d'etat. You don't make this concentration camp just for a coup d'etat will change the system on the government. They will change the whole conception, and they will change the constitution. And eventually that will happen. Today, Chile is still under the Pinochet constitution. And most of the problem that we have politically today is because we have a constitution who was designed for Pinochet.
I will tell a group of young people that it is important to look at history, not only the case of Chile, but many other cases, and realize that one of the strongest emotions in human beings is fear. And out of fear, we do the most awful things. We fear anybody who is from a different religion, a different color, a different language or culture, anybody who dresses differently. We even fear the homeless because they look different. Anything that is not exactly like we want it to be, we are scared of. And in the name of that fear, we become very self-righteous and we start doing awful things to others, the things that we would never want anybody to do to us or our families. And I think that that is why it's so important for young people to be aware of history, to see that what happened before will happen again unless we stop it.